Time now for the lighter side of golf with Bob Krause. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. Bob Krause on the Fan.
Hey, I'm Bob Krause. This is the lighter side of golf. All right, let's talk bunker play. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there don't really miss a lot of greens and are very good golfers and are perfect after every iron shot into a green. So this is going to be called out to the people who actually miss greens. So I want to really pay attention to getting out of the bunker today. What you need to learn is you need to learn the splash effect. And what that means is if you took a golf club, a sand wedge, and you splashed it in a puddle of water, you'd see how the water would kind of engulf the head of the golf club and splash up. That's the same effect that you need to have when you're hitting a bunker shot. So next time you're in the bunker, make sure that you focus just a couple inches behind the ball. And that's where you want the club to enter. Don't look at the ball because you don't want to hit the ball. You want to hit a couple inches behind the ball so the sand actually splashes out like the water did in the puddle. So if you use this technique, you're going to hit the ball closer and get the ball out. That's another thing. Try to get the ball out. Don't try to force the shot and try to hit this miracle sand shot when your skill set isn't necessarily at the point where you have to really put a lot of pressure on it. So think smart, splash it out, get it on the putting green, and make a putt. You know, you guys can really earn a lot of really good stuff if you can just get it out of the bunker. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, bobkrausegolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. I'm Bob Krause. That's the lighter side of golf.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. It is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
Everybody off tonight enjoying a Monday night here in the Metro D, although the weather is coming. Something's coming. Some kind of nasty stuff. I don't think it'll be as bad as they think, but it'll be something. And then it'll be gone anyhow. Wings, of course, waiting around until Friday now. I mention that every day. Boston Bruins, first round playoff series in Boston, TD Garden, 7:30. Be there, aloha. Pistons will finish their stuff Wednesday in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. Then we have to hear about them until they hire someone to replace Joe. Tigers are back home, start a 10-game homestand tomorrow. Indians up first. Annabelle Sanchez against Zach McAllister, 7:08. First night game downtown of the season, and it's Jackie Robinson Day. So they'll all be wearing 42 in honor of the great, legendary Jackie Robinson. If you haven't seen the movie 42, I highly endorse it. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA tonight, they're almost done in Philly. Sixers lead the Celts 111-108. Big night for Kelly Olynyk from the Celtics, at like 27. Raptors over the Bucks is now a final, 110-100. Wizards have beaten the Heat tonight, 114-93. Heat without LeBron and Chris Bosh. Fourth quarter, Bobcats trail at Atlanta 84-77. Bulls over the Magic 61-52. Rockets lead the Spurs 64-56. 15-14 for Dwight Howard. 52-50, the Thunder over the Pelicans in the third in New Orleans. And in the first at Utah, the Jazz lead the Lakers 28-21. Baseball Monday, American League. Eighth inning now, Orioles lead the Rays 7-1. Seattle has scored in Texas. It's 1-0 in the sixth. No score, Oakland Anaheim just getting started. National League, Atlanta leads Philly in the seventh, 2-1. Rain delay now in Cincinnati. The game is tied at 7. It was tied because another home run was hit in Cincinnati. It's 10 home runs tonight between the Pirates and the Reds. Sanchez and Walker each have 2 for Pittsburgh. But now there's a rain delay at the Gab, at the Great American Ballpark. So they're still only in the sixth inning. 10 home runs have been hit, and now a rain delay. People getting their money's worth tonight in Southern Ohio. Washington over Miami, 9-2 in the eighth. St. Louis over Milwaukee, 1-0 fifth. Johnny Peralta's third homer is standing up right now for the Cardinals. Mets in Arizona just underway now in Phoenix. And Colorado San Diego goes at 10-10. No NASCAR this week. They'll be in Richmond next week. And the PGA Tour next event after the Masters, Bubba Watson's win, will be the Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina, starting on Thursday. That is your sports wrap. Speaking of that Masters win, I want to now officially dub him. We just dubbed, we've dubbed Joe Nathan as Dead Arm, so he's D.A. Nathan. We've dubbed Justin Verlander as Two Hit. And now from your Masters Golf Championship at Augusta National, Matt Kuchar is officially Matt Kuchoke. He choked it for the third straight week. Not that it wasn't match play at one point between Bubba and Jordan Spieth. It was. But Kuchar had a chance to make a move on Sunday. He was already at 5-under while the leaders were at 7. And then he completely tanked it and went back down to like 3. So I said, I'm done with him. I'm done. He did it at San Antonio. He did it at Houston. This is in a row. And then he did it at the Masters. So he's officially Matt Kuchoke. So there you go.
I'm not mad at you, Mark. You know what?
Look at me ripping Matt Kuchar when he can't hear me.
He just choked.
He could be listening, though, to the show. You never know.
You know, he's watching on ParkerTheMan.com.
Is he watching right? Hello, Matt Kuchoke. How are you doing? Try not to choke at the Heritage if you're going to play there this week.
Unbelievable.
In South Carolina.
All right.
You have anything left tonight before the Tigers play on Jackie Robinson Day?
I wish I could be there, to be honest.
You've ripped on Miggy.
I didn't rip on Miggy. I'm just saying.
Just say you did. You've ripped on Miggy for the collar. Max Scherzer, look, we're into the third week of the season. Max Scherzer has 0 wins. Good luck getting a contract now, Slick.
Oh, please. He's going to get a contract. He's pitched well, Mark. Stop it.
Verlander, all he could do is hit. Can't pitch anymore. Guy's tapped. Can I bring up one other baseball item, though? Because it was really funny. And this has to do with Joe Nathan blowing that save in Los Angeles, okay, and getting the win for it. Because this almost happened again. And you know by who?
Who?
Papalardo.
What happened? With the Mets?
Yeah.
He gave it up.
All right, so Papa G.
I didn't see that. I know he had two saves for them.
Yeah, he had two saves. So Valverde, who's with the Mets, if you didn't know he's with the Mets.
How pathetic are the Mets? That's what
meet
they
the
are.
Mets. Greet the Mets.
Step right out and beat the Mets, especially if Valverde's on the mound.
So on Saturday, same score, 6-3, just like Nathan had, against Anaheim, against the Angels. Papa G, in his one inning of work, he gives up 2 hits, a walk, 3 runs in the ninth. And the Angels tied at 6. So Papalardo gives it up again. There you go, just like he did here. The Mets almost came back in the 10th to win it. It would have been exactly a carbon copy
of what Joe Nathan.
Now, the Mets did come back in the 13th and won it, but
he didn't get
the win. But I just thought, how apropos that Nathan's doing it here, and now Valverde's doing it over there.
You know what I
let me tell you, it was murder.
But more, you know
on
what
the sports talk shows after Valverde.
Oh,
gave
I can
it up.
Imagine. But I just can't. There's certain things that I can't figure out in life. Is there really, Mark, nobody else to pitch in the big leagues except Jose Valverde? Really? They got all these minor league teams. Every team has like 4 minor league
right.
teams.
Pitchers all over the place.
They're all over,
all
the,
over
place.
The place.
Isn't there some kid in the Dominican Republic who's throwing an apple now who's better than him?
With an apple and like cotton, you know, throwing into like
it's cotton for a glove. You know, they can't buy a glove. They use an apple for the ball. They're using their grandmother's leg, the bone from her leg, as a.
Oh Lord, no!
They don't have equipment. They gotta make do with whatever they.
I would say that it's unusual. That Papa G gets these jobs.
I don't get
it. When he's constantly fit. You know what? I feel bad for Lardo. Look, I keep calling him Lardo. I feel bad for Jose.
Why?
Because here he has this unbelievable season where he gives up no saves. He doesn't blow one save. He was it 49 in a row? Remember, he comes in here. He's like pitcher of the decade. I mean, he helps the Tigers get to where they want to be, and in such short order. His career went down the crapper.
I know, well, but he was even that he was lucky a lot of stuff. He was not
lucky schmucky. Let me tell you something.
No, 49-0 was 49-0. I mean,
that's it. I don't want to hear about that.
I agree, but
then he couldn't get anybody out.
I used to just marvel at that guy because I just didn't see it, and I don't know. I'm
Papa G with the whole leg kick thing and this number with the ball down.
I give him credit because Mark. Let me tell you something. I don't. Have you been in that dressing room? Have you seen that guy? Is
yeah,
he like an
of course.
Athlete to you, with that big pot
no,
belly?
No, but I've seen plenty over my
I just
life.
Can I get over? You should see what this guy looks like. You just say, this guy's like a stud closer for Major League Baseball.
Rob, I watched Wilbur Wood undress.
Oh God,
I'll tell
please.
You something, okay? That doesn't get worse than that. I've seen some of the most amazing guys. You talk about their physiques.
What you talking about, Wilbur?
Dude.
Wilbur Wood.
Dude. I mean, rolling.
Oh, stop, rolling. Stop.
Keep that fatter rolling, rawhide.
And I bet his nickname wasn't Woody, was it?
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about all that, Rob. All I know is that if you're talking about a guy's physique, there's a lot worse than Papa G. He was up there, maybe, but he's not close to the top 10.
All right. I'm just, every time I looked at it, I just couldn't believe how good he was. You know what
you
I mean?
You ever seen Rich Gossage naked?
No,
was,
stop.
Okay.
It.
How about Terry Forster?
Stop.
He was the big tub of goo. Big, when Letterman used to call him,
he used to call him that all the time.
The big tub of goo.
Terry Forster.
Forster. I mean,
Forster, right. He had an R in there, right.
Maybe you had a little Freudian slip there with the.
Well, let's talk about Terry Forster.
Forster. Terry
he lost
Forster.
He, Terry lost weight. He's not
no,
big
no,
anymore.
I wasn't talking about the fact you were comparing him to
Why
Terry
are you
Forster.
Whipping T. Foss?
You said his name. I didn't say anything.
I meant Terry Forster.
Terry Forster.
Forster.
Played
like
for
that.
The Pirates, the White Sox, the
and
Dodgers.
And the Braves.
And the Braves.
Yep, I do remember that. All right, 248.
You ever seen the Al Horoboski, the mad Hungarian naked?
848. No, Mark, stop it. Can we stop with the naked talk?
You said to me, have you been to the clubhouse and seen Papa G?
But I'm talking about
Jose Valverde?
I'm talking about his big gut is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anything else.
You had a little gut and was gross? Was the late, great Jose Lima. Remember Lima time? But he always looked, he had the same kind of gut that Valverde. Valverde's is bigger, but Lima time was always there and pronounced. It's like he was had a hard tummy or something. I didn't poke it or anything, but he had a hard stomach. You could tell. All right, we'll get off the stomach.
Get off, please, the stomach off major league players. Oh
but I do think that you have a point. Isn't there anybody else than Papa Grande that the New York Mets could go after to close for them? Because he just got ripped the other night. Just ripped. And Joe Nathan, you're getting a pass right now, but if you keep going dead arm on us, you know, there's going to be issues. All right, we're at last call time, 248-848-1130. We'll do the Wings tomorrow. We're going to get to the Wings, I promise you, because there's some really cool numbers
well,
about the Wings.
Well, the playoffs don't start until Friday.
Friday.
We got time to get into the series and all that.
I mean, Rob, the NHL has set the meeting. They said no the whole week. Wings don't have to even see the Boston TD Garden until Friday night.
Mike Babcock sound like Arnold from Different Strokes when they said you don't play till Friday.
What you talking about, Will?
Friday? It's ridiculous.
Friday. It's going to be Rebecca Black Friday. I'm not going to sing the song because I hate it so much. Last call time, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, 248-848-1130. What you got? Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You know, we always say this show is like a soap opera, like your nighttime soaps or your daytime soaps. Well, I've told you about my day because I was driving around. I'm on the east side of town, and I'm hitting pothole after pothole, crater after crater, and saying, oh, man, please. Please, if anything, let me keep my tires intact today. But if that did happen, if something happens to your car, truck, or van, you need to mark this down. You need to have it committed to memory. Go to the pros at Expert, Xpert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
They know what they're doing. Big Mike and Company, Expert Car Care services everything you've got on your vehicle. Top to bottom, A to Z. Maybe a windshield wiper, tire repair. That's that simple. How about a transmission or engine? Yeah, they got it. And be sure to mention this guy and this guy.
That's right. Mention Parker
this
the Man,
guy
Mark.
And this guy.
And you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
Just for saying Parker and the Man. Pretty cool. That's over $100 in savings passed on to you. Expert Car Care. Locations at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert, Xpert Car Care. It's your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Go get Expert Car Care.
It's 9:52 on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. If you missed any of the show, you can go hear it again at WDFN.com. If you didn't realize, again, I told some people today who did not know that we were web streaming and with the video minions, I'll wave. I don't see any. You know what? I wave. I get nothing from Matt, nothing from Sarah. They don't even bother. Where's my wave? I can see you, Sarah. I don't see, thank you. Matt, thank you. You're a little tougher because you're in the shadows of the DFN logos and everything. That's all I'm asking for, dude. That's all I want is a little loving, okay? Not too much to ask for in this world. Am I asking for too much, Rob?
Never, Mark. You're a minimalist.
I'm a very minimalist. But you can. You can watch us at ParkerTheMan.com and PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Let's see if we have any new tweets before we get the heck out of Dodge. Let me see if my notifications. I already did that one, so no. Let me check it again. I'm just kind of refreshing. No, we're good. I'm looking at people to follow. Tomorrow, don't forget, it's a big one. You know what tomorrow is, Rob Parker? Come on.
What's that?
You know what I'm talking about.
Take out the papers in the trash. Oh, you don't get no spending cash. You better watch that kitchen floor. Oh, you ain't rock and roll no more. Yaggity-yack.
Don't know that. Tomorrow's a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. Hashtag TTTT on the Twitter for T's. You could do it on the phone with us as your Twitter experts, as your Twitter, no, that wouldn't be right, as your trash-talking tumultuous duo, or you could do it on Twitter as well. Can't do it on Facebook because that's for Facebook Friday. You know how this works, Rob. We keep Twitter to Tuesdays. Facebook is Friday.
That's
very
right.
Simple to remember.
It's very easy. It's
peppy alliteration you have there. What do you tweet?
Maybe happy, peppy, and bursting with love.
Yeah, and don't be afraid. Come with it. I mean, what you want to trash Joe? Tomorrow's the day. You want to trash the Pistons? Tomorrow's the day. How about trashing Braxton Miller, the quarterback at Ohio State, who was ripping on the attendance figures at the Michigan spring game versus the Ohio State spring game? They had 61,000 at the Bucknut spring game, but only about 15 grand showed up to the big home for the Michigan spring game because nobody cares anymore about little Brady Hoke and his minor program.
That is a small number, isn't it?
That's as bad as I remember. I went last year. Didn't go to this year's. Was in Ann Arbor, but didn't make it to the spring game. And I would have been shocked to walk in there and see that smattering of people in 100,000.
And imagine if they didn't give out $50 bills. You wouldn't have had anybody at that game.
That would be funny. Well, you know, Brady Hoke was giving out donuts. He was giving out donuts at the game. So maybe you want to trash the Lions for actually picking up a Jim Schwartz castoff. The Lions signed Courtney Brown, the defensive end from the Buffalo Bills. Think about this now. He's a defensive end. He's with the Bills. The new defensive coordinator is Schwartz. You just picked up one of Schwartz's leftovers. I don't mean to be mean to Mr. Brown, but he's never played in the NFL. He went to Clemson, and Jim Schwartz is probably going, pshaw, they picked up one of my guys. See, I'm telling you, this is going to become quite the rivalry. And they're playing the Buffalo Bills' final preseason game. Something could be going on here between the Lions, and both owners have passed away within weeks of each other. This is getting creepy, Rob. William Clay Ford and Ralph Wilson passed away within weeks of each other. Both, obviously, of it, you know, had gotten up there. And now all this stuff is going on with Buffalo. Coincidence? I think not. Your thoughts? That's for tomorrow.
Boy, that was nice. I liked the way you did that.
Did that, huh?
You know what? You're a talented broadcaster.
Whatever, dude. You know what? You know what he does when he's not paying attention to me. I've learned. You know what? I have to remember this after 6 years away from him. He'll give me a compliment so that I like leave. So I won't say anything to him when he's not paying attention.
I'm paying attention now.
He's not listening to anything I'm saying.
I do.
He goes. You know what, Mark? You know what? You're a really good guy.
What you were talking about, Ralph Wilson and
William Clay Ford Senior.
Ford Senior.
Hey, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, the place to be for everything sports, Rob. So come on, come with it, and let's do it because that's our guy, Bob. Right there on 12 Mile. Have you been there a few times?
Are you kidding me? Of course. You know that. 24 Seconds Mark has many local craft beers, including Shorts, Founders, Bells, and Atwater, plus many other craft beers.
It's a perfect way to end the night by telling you about 24 Seconds Bar and Grill right on 12 Mile in Berkeley. They've got shuttles to Tiger games. They do all sorts of specials, and there's just a lot of fun with all the TVs. It's just a great place to hang out. It's a terrific place to watch any game you want.
In high definition, Mark, right? Big sets all over the place.
1080p.
Nice. And along with drinking all the nice craft beers, Mark, there's also those great knockout food specials, including the homemade mac and cheese. That's a comfort food, isn't
it? Big time. I love it.
Or the blackened tilapia.
For me, it's their pizza or their Philly cheesesteak.
You always get a pizza. Ooh.
Bob used to do me up, man. He used to hand me a couple of larges and said, get the heck out of here, will you please?
Nice.
And I'd say, let me have a couple more of these crafts and I'm good to go. It's how sports were meant to be handled and played and viewed and eaten and drinking. It's 24 Seconds Bar in Berkeley. Check them out early and often at 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
go get 24 seconds. Is it all over already?
We're done, baby. Wow. That's how Monday rolls. We be done. So if I don't got nothing more. Nothing left in the tank.
It was fun tonight. I had a good show.
Well, you know, make a promise to tomorrow be fine. Like a Christmas we'll day in December.
Here we go. Here comes the good part. Listen up. Sarah, listen. I've been your friend. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Let's thank everybody who are part of the show, EP, Gary, Matt, and, of course, the video streaming minion tonight is Sarah.
Wave, sir.
We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without him.
Like a queen, she waved. Like Queen Elizabeth.
I'm surprised she's still awake.
Tomorrow, not only is it Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday, we're also going to give you some suggestions what's next for the Pistons, too. And just get ready, because Joe's going to be on at some point. Okay? We'll
this
tell
week,
you when.
This is the only place you'll hear Joe Dumars.
He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Don't forget, check us on Twitter, Facebook, and all that other stuff. Sports Night with Parker the Man recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but you know that by now. Fox Sports Overnight coming up. Well, it's nighttime and then overnight. Jason Smith will be next. Matt Shepard tomorrow morning from 7 to 10. Do not miss him.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, you later.
Nev Campbell, saw you on Mad Men last night. She's back on TV. Call me.